Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
He didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And the way you do that is you engage and you get informed. Right? With real information, not with this crazy stuff that you get sucked into. Okay? Let's not do that. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the solution. And there's plenty of places you can get information out there, real information, Red State being one of them. So head over there as well. It's just amazing to me, again, the stories that come at me, and when you guys send me a story, I can't just do it. I need to check it out. I need to make sure that you just didn't grab it from someone. You didn't do some of your own homework, if you know what I mean. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. Yeah, I just want to touch on this. I don't want to get deep into this, but Joe Manchin, again, finally taking his own to task, finally stepping up. You know, looking at what's going on, and you know, telling Joe Biden, look, you have to do your job. You have to protect these states, right? And he's been staying. Look, he stood up against the LGBTQ ideology that was problematic for his state. He's been standing up for the American energy independence. Some of you are going to say, well, that's because his state is mostly that, right? Now he's really frustrated over the whole crisis at the border, and he is calling it a crisis. He says over 35,000 aliens with criminal records have crossed the border in 2023. Where are they? Do we know? Some of you guys, if you're one of those people that's 100% for them, leaving the borders open, allowing these people coming in, not knowing who they are, what their records were, anything else, and they commit a crime, you should be charged with accessory to whatever that crime is. You should be, you're so high and mighty like Nancy Pelosi was. Nobody's above the law. Well, unless you come up through the border illegally, they are not all looking for a happy, quiet place to live. When you look at the amount of fentanyl coming over the border, when you look at how crime's gone up and who's being grabbed for those crimes, they're not being arrested, obviously, or they're not making it to court. But Manchin, a Democrat, just like Fetterman, come out. He is he's ignored the issue for 3 years. They both said it. What is going on? Why won't they move on this? The House Committee on Homeland Security, they just released some really startling facts. The fact sheet released by the House Republicans in October, Customs and Border Patrol agents saw a 100% increase in the number of encounters with illegals in 2023 compared to 2019. And those are the ones, those are the, hello, those are the encounters. Those are the ones they know about. And it's not just asylum seekers coming here. You know, many of them that are interviewed will tell you they don't want to live here. They don't want citizenship. They just want to work, send money back home. Right? Last year, they caught 170 individuals whose names appeared on the terrorist watch list. Now, those are the ones that were caught. Right? I mean, you're really going to tell me, I don't know who you are or whatever, you want to send me an email, you're really going to tell me that you believe that other than that, they caught the rest of them? And really, other than maybe two or three, not one Democrat speaking out against this. Not one Democrat talking about how to secure the border. Not one. Why? Right, in an interview with CBS, Joe Manchin showed us he was frustrated. The lack of funding for the border. He said that, you know, the legislators should have finished work on his bill in 2023. See, I keep saying the same thing, that when I talk to some of the people in D.C., we need single-issue bills. There's no reason why we have to have a 50-page, a 60-page bill that kind of hides things and encompasses it. No, let's not do that. Right? Let's get single issues. Single issues. Okay, border safety. Let's talk about the wall. How many border agents we need. What kind of patrol we need. How many judges we need to get this thing moving along. When they come in, we already have laws in the books. Enforce the laws we have in the books. And for AOC and the rest of you bleeding hearts, you have had control of Congress many times in the past. Why haven't you changed it? And don't give me that stuff. You couldn't get it past Republicans, because that's not true. Why haven't you changed it? You had the Senate, the House, and the presidency, and you haven't changed it. So it's just a joke for you to say, you know, and the holier-than-thou attitude, like civil rights was all about the Democrats that kind of coalesced around each other, had a big kumbaya moment. Yeah, this is why we need to teach history over and over and over again in school, right? The longest filibuster in U.S. history was 75 days. Anybody know when it was over? Anybody? Yeah, it was over the Civil Rights Act in 1964. Democrats tried to block the Civil Rights Act. Democrats. And don't give me this stuff where they switch parties, because if you're going to give me that, call me and tell me when. When and how that happened. And I will have a field day with you. Show me senior host. Don't go far.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Pleasure to have you with me. Now, really, seriously, I really do, even whether we agree or not, because some of you I know that are trolling or listening or doing whatever you're doing, we don't agree. And that's okay. It really is okay. I always say the same thing. If we can work it out, if you would, right, so that we can agree, I hate the term agree to disagree, but put it forward. Let's talk about it. Okay? And as long as you're being honest about it, and it's not a matter of you trying to prove me wrong or prove me the fool or whatever it is, then we're fine. Okay? I mean, really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. The only time I've ever gone to pseudo somewhat try to embarrass somebody is when they want to play that gotcha game. Then I'm more than happy to engage. I actually love engaging in those type of things. Anyhow, Nikki Haley. I know some of you like her and whatever. I got a couple of issues here that I want you to hear, okay? First of all, let me just play this. You got to hear her interview earlier. And she talks about not wanting to step aside, you know, because people think she's part of the establishment. I want you to think of, though, I want really think about some of the things that she has flip-flopped on, changed on, decides she's got a better idea or whatever. And nobody seems to remember, or frankly, it's like selective recall. You hate Trump so much, which I always find amazing. You hate Trump so much that no matter what anybody else does, is, or says, they are the Holy Grail, if you would. So, Nikki Haley, ready for this? God bless. On a possible third-party run, take a listen, and hopefully it will work the first time. No, this one here. All right, there you go.
Martha, I'm running to win this race. And as much as everybody wants to talk about what I'm going to do, at some point y'all are going to realize that I won this race, and you're going to have to accept when I say I told you so. It is slow and slow. He wins the race. I've done this the entire time. We're going to finish it. I don't want anything else. I'm running to be president. I'm not going to pull out because somebody wants to be coordinated. I'm not going to pull out because they think that I shouldn't be there. The political class has never thought I should be here. In South Carolina, in Congress, at the UN, no one has ever thought I should be here. And that's exactly why I should be here, because I'm fighting for normal people, and I'll always do that. Well, we're on. Martha, I'm running to win this race. And as much as
it's really funny that she talks about, you know, she's running to win the race. Okay, great. Wonderful. Right? And just because the D.C. establishment thinks someone else should be coronated. I'm sorry. You're part of the D.C. establishment. Look at the changes that have come about with you in the last just few months. Right? I mean, how many times, this is the stuff that bothers me to no end. How many times did you say you would not run against Trump? That you would support Trump? Some of the things you've said have changed over the years, or months, or whatever. She complains about how hard it was to grow up in the Deep South and as a brown girl. I can only imagine. I didn't grow up in the Deep South as a brown girl. But take it a little further here. She's also said in many speeches she doesn't believe that America, that the U.S., is a racist nation. So it's kind of like you're sitting there going, which is it? Are we or are we not?
We were the only Indian family in our small southern town. I was teased every day for being brown. So anyone that wants to question it can go back and look at what I've said on how hard it was to grow up in the Deep South as a brown girl. Anybody can look at my record and see when Walter Scott was shot down by a dirty cop, how I made sure that the Walter Scott family didn't suffer because we put the first body camera bill in the country in place. Anybody can look at the fact that when we had 9 amazing souls die in Mother Emanuel Church, I did something that no Republican or Democrat ever wanted to touch, which was call for the Confederate flag to come down because it would take 2/3 of the House and Senate and was an impossible feat. I don't know what you're implying with that, but what I will tell you is saying that I had black friends is a source of pride. Saying that I had white friends is a source of pride. If you want to know what it was like growing up, I was disqualified from a beauty pageant because I wasn't white or black, because they didn't know where to put me. So look, I know the hardships, the pain that come with racism. It's the reason that I fight bullies every day when it comes to racism, anti-Semitism, or hate, and I always will. If I didn't mention slavery on that day, it's because that's an automatic. There's always been the Civil War.
No, no, no. You made a mistake. Well, I wouldn't even made a mistake. I don't know. Maybe it was a political calculation. I have no idea. Nor do I care, actually. But that would have been a slave dunk. That was a no-brainer, if you would. And she couldn't even get that one right. Right? You're running for president. Everybody has to know that you understand what's going on. You understand the consequences of your action, what you say, what you ignore. You don't get a pass for this for any reason. And if things were so bad and so terrible, even you as a child, how did you become governor? I always get a kick out of that. A brown female, and they still voted you in. And you didn't slide by. You did well. Right? Yeah, I mean, work it through. Think about it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yes, the economy hits everybody. What a shame. Apparently, the Democrat Socialists of America, they're going broke. And they're going to have to lay off staff. Now, I'm not happy about people losing jobs, but I'm hoping they find a job that actually makes sense with a group, with a group or a company or what have you that really does something good. And you would think they're socialists. What's the problem? Everybody, right, taken care of. Everybody has a job. Everybody has a place to live. Everybody is equal monetarily every way. You would think that they're so loved. It's such a big deal. I mean, it's one of AOC's favorite political organizations. Why isn't she out pounding pavement for money for them? Right? Who knew that socialists would have such a hard time managing funds? I can't even imagine. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5560. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
Healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. We're less than 24 hours away now from the New Hampshire primary. Former President Trump is facing a surging Nikki Haley even while remaining ahead in the polls. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis dropped out of the race yesterday and endorsed Trump.
Well, I've had disagreements with Donald Trump, such as on the coronavirus pandemic and his elevation of Anthony Fauci,
Trump is superior to the current incumbent, Joe Biden. That is clear.
President Biden's not on the ballot after a dispute within the party over the date of the New Hampshire primary, but Biden's main challenger, Minnesota Democratic Representative Dean Phillips, is. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum is announcing that he will not be seeking a third term at the head of his state.
Part of his family. We've got three, people they say you got three adult kids.
The Republican just ended his bid for the White House in the last few weeks. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Jonathan, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know what? I usually don't do this, make a sharp turn when I'm on my way to, on these stories and what have you. But somebody brought up a good point, sent me an email, brought up a good point with a link to a story. The Republican state lawmakers Stephanie Lord and John Block introduced articles of impeachment against New Mexico's Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham. This was over her gun control order and sent them to the House government for elections and Indian affairs. So, they went off protecting her. The Democrats protected her when she first went down this road, said she's the governor of the state, and she can do whatever she wants to do. I'm paraphrasing all that, but basically they said, she's the governor, she has the right to keep us safe, this is her way of keeping us safe, and, these are people who own guns legally, right? State Supreme Court, federal court, SCOTUS, has come out and said, you guys got to stop stomping on 2A rights. And the Democrats defended her, big time. Now you've got Abbott down in Texas, who's stepping out on the Constitution, the state Constitution, and the federal Constitution. All right? And the bottom line with it is, now they want him. Well, SCOTUS said you got to do it. Sure. When Joey B does what he was told to do, when Joe Biden decides that SCOTUS said you could not pay off these debts, you can't do A, you can't do B, you can't do C, and he does it anyway. And then you defend him. He's the president. He's trying to keep us safe. Just amazing. So, again, double standards, no standards, they are above the law. Any way you look at it, they are above the law. They give you reasons why, but never for conservative. Never. Who wants to bet me lunch that they go after Fetterman? They're going to have to. Because he's no longer progressive or perceived as being progressive. He's pushing back on them. Right? Real Joe. 855-732-5563. All right, well, we've got a transcription of Hunter Biden, when he gave his, deposition. or his interview with the House Republicans talking about his artwork. Always curious as to how he came into all of that, right? We already know about a lot of what Hunter Biden did. Some people say, we have no real proof. Well, look, you don't have to be a brain surgeon to know that throwing a few drips of watercolors on a painting and getting $500,000 for it, something's up. Especially when you're the president's son, right? Or the VP's son. Now, one buyer identified as Los Angeles real estate investor and major Democrat donor, Elizabeth Hirsch. She was appointed to a prestigious commission by Joe Biden after buying the painting. Additionally, she's visited the Biden White House more than a dozen times and has met with senior advisors. Now, Hunter Biden's lawyer, Kevin Morris, who already paid off Hunter's delinquent taxes, bought 11 works of Hunter's art for $875,000. Has anybody looked at his art? Now, I realize that art is subjective to a degree, but this is not art. The Republican-led House Oversight Committee on Monday released a transcribed interview with George Berg as Hunter Biden's art gallerist. The Biden White House lied about many things, the so-called ethic agreement in place to make sure that Hunter's art wasn't being used in yet another influence peddling scheme. We know this is true. Own it. You seem to have no problem with it. Look at what's going on with the DAs in Georgia and New York. Not an issue for you people. Hunter Biden wanted to know the identities of his art purchases. This is what comes out of the deposition, if you would, or the interview. The White House's ethics agreement regarding Hunter Biden's art was a sham. Burgess said that he was surprised at the Biden White House, at the Biden White House's claims that there was an ethics agreement in place. There isn't one. Oh, they lied. What's really funny is I love when people talk about the liar in chief known as Trump, and yet Biden gets a pass on everything he lies on. If you say anything about his son, well, you shouldn't pick on somebody with a drug, drug abuse disease. Big money Democrat donors purchased the majority of Hunter Biden's art. Shocked? Are you shocked? George Burgess, he revealed that Kevin Morris purchased most of Hunter Biden's art for $875,000. However, Kevin Morris only paid Mr. Burgess 40% commission on the 875 purchase. Hunter Biden and Kevin Morris figured out that the financial implications would be fine there. They must figure out a percentage that's the norm. I don't know enough about art to even tell you. In 2020, Elizabeth Hirsch, Naftali, she did not buy Hunter Biden's art despite George Burgess's best efforts. Within 2 months of Joe Biden becoming president in February 2021, now, look at the change in 1 year. She had no interest in his art. She got much pressure, no interest in his art. Then in July of 2022, President Biden announced Ms. Naftali's appointment to the Commission for the Preservation of America's Heritage Abroad. The same commission that Biden family associate Eric Schwerin was appointed to during the Obama-Biden administration. But in December of 2022, over the 6 months before, Hirsch Naftali purchased more of Hunter Biden's art for $52,000. Now, George Burgess confirmed that Hunter Biden's name did have influence, on setting the price for his art. George Burgess stated that he had talked on the phone and met in person with Joe Biden, even attending the wedding the Bidens hosted at the White House. Went on to say that Hunter Biden's amateur art career has been an ethics nightmare, and the White House needs to explain why they misled the American people. Like I said, they can lie about anything, and you guys protect them. Many of you do. You talk about integrity and being upright and how bad the Republicans are, how bad conservatives are, how bad Donald Trump is, but yet you take no responsibility for your own lies, for your own misleading of people, misinformation, whatever you want to call it that makes you feel better. It's really sad. Anyway, I should have finished my other story, too. The Democrat socialists going broke. How does socialists go broke? No, really. You figure if they had all that support and all those people donating funds, and everybody gets an equal amount of funds, and everybody, you know what I'm saying? I mean, doesn't socialism take care of everybody? I mean, if you really believe that socialism makes life better, you're out of your mind. You have done absolutely no homework. You've done absolutely no study of some of these countries and other places before. Now, Democrats and socialists, they face a seven-figure crisis. Why? You ready for this one? Because they got involved in the Palestinian support. They supported Palestine over Israel. Now, here's the funny thing about it. I've been told for years, got a lot of Jewish friends, and I've been told for years one of the reasons that Jews don't trust Republicans / conservatives is because they feel that they're intolerant. They have one way of doing something, that's it, end of discussion. And it's probably true. Doesn't mean we force you to do it the same way, but we do have what we believe to be right and wrong. We do have a right and wrong, if you would. Right? And now look what's happening. Now, they're finding out that the group that they've given money to, that they've supported, that they've gotten behind, not very tolerant, are they? There's only one way. You accept that Palestinian state, and you guys go away. Period. They don't need you anymore. Democrat Socialists of America are red all over. They've got a financial situation so dire that some leaders are demanding job cuts and layoff of staffers. Why don't, wait a minute, why don't they spread the wealth? How much are the leaders making? That's what I want to know. Consolidate some of the buildings that you're occupying. Right? I mean, really, figure it out. Sit down. Figure the whole thing out. The DSA, which has led protesters against Israel over the Jewish state's retaliatory response to Hamas's October 7th, not just a terror, the massacre, cold-blooded massacre, is deep in a seven-figure hole. They need a way out. Oh, I got to finish this up. Show them the same your host. Be back in a few. Don't go far.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Back, Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, be truly part of the solution. It's the way you win. Right? You get informed. Got to get informed. That's truly the way we win. All right. Don't want to beat this to death, but I got it. I love this. The Democrat socialists, right? Everybody kind of, shares the wealth. You make sure everybody's working. You make sure everybody has a job. You make sure everybody has food and a place to live and all that. Well, except if you actually work for them. All right, now they're in a lot of trouble. Why? Because they got behind the Palestinians. They supported the Palestinians against Israel. So I'm sure they lost a lot of supporters. They lost a lot of money. And all I have to do is giggle. I'm not trying to be mean, but, I mean, my God, you would think of all the Jews would know what happens in this kind of thing. Well, why would you give these people money to begin with? What in God's creation made you believe, or anybody believe, that they were going to use it for the right? This doesn't work. It never has. We'll cut $500,000 from staff-related expenses. We'll first ask for volunteers from both director level and bargaining unit staff to have their positions cut and receive some severance. a proposal that's been advanced by members of DSA's National Political Committee, affiliated with its Marxist Bread and Roses Caucus. If necessary, we'll then explore. You know what's really funny is if somebody claims to be a communist or socialist, technically they're supposed to, they pledge to uphold the Republican form of government, the representative form of government. If they can't, and they belong to an organization that tries to take that down, they're guilty of what they're trying to nail Trump with. You either truly defend the Constitution without sneaking in, trying to get in any socialist or communist type of programs. When you say you're a devout Marxist and you get elected, that election should be nullified. You have no right to be in Congress, the Senate, or in government for that matter, when you will not uphold the Constitution. If you don't like it, if you don't think we should be under the Constitution anymore, then do it the right way. Do it the way our founding fathers said. The only way that people make headway, when they step outside, they break the law, period. And somebody says, well, you're breaking the law, you're telling Abbott, no. Abbott's got the right to do it in his state constitution and in our constitution. When the federal government fails to protect its citizenry, they have a right to protect themselves. States have a right to protect themselves. See, it was never supposed to be a lording over. The federal government was never supposed to lord over the states like they do now. They figured we had enough brains, we would educate people well enough to where they would understand the Constitution. Many of our founding fathers said, read it, understand it, so you know your rights, and they could never pull this garbage off on you. Right? DSA went on to say, well, we'll have to explore initiating layoffs according to the DSA's union contracts. But the situation, you know, is a case of the organization that these people are looking for utopia, right? And they're using a process, they're using an ideology that has failed, and has failed, and has failed. Which tells me that there's a mental health issue there, I'll put it that way. They support working class people. If you force it to have a budget, if you force it to work within its means, if you force it to pay rent like it's supposed to, and water, and electricity, all of a sudden they fall apart. Isn't that terrible? I mean, they have to have a balanced budget like the rest of the country, like every person. DSA is in a financial, this is according to one news source, DSA is in a financial crisis. Staff-related costs account for over 58% of the total expenditures and 72% of our projected income. Wow. 72 is a big number. Really big number. The current deficit will force us to make seven-figure budget cuts. This will require us to make painful decisions that will impact all levels of the organization. Wow. Well, listen. If they've got the right message, if they have the right product, this shouldn't be an issue. This should not be a problem, should it? Look, they're socialists. They got to figure it out. They keep telling us how it works and how it's going to work. Greg Abbott came out with a statement. He said, I'll continue to defend Texas' constitutional authority to secure the border. Texas Governor Abbott responding to the Supreme Court ruling. Right? And can't believe we got a vote of 5-4. Those little ones always tell you, when you do that, it is more ideological than it is constitutional based. Right? You know, this was the ninth time that the Supreme Court has sided with the Biden regime. You know, 14 emergency applications, ninth time. Right? It's just amazing. I'm sorry, ninth time overall. And Joe Biden's Border Patrol agents are cutting razor wire fencing that it's private property on the southern border. They're doing this to allow illegals in. and they shouldn't. Follow the law. Come in through an entry point like you're supposed to. These people were so well versed on the way out. This is why I said to you, it's interesting. They got new phones, they got new shoes, they got new clothes, they got backpacks. They're better dressed than some of the people in the poor parts of Los Angeles. Right? Abbott installed over 30 miles of razor wire along the border or along Eagle Pass. Right? He tweeted out that he will continue to defend Texas's constitution authority. He's going to do what he can to make sure you're safe. You really want to tell him to stop? As a matter of fact, everybody who said that we should be kind, we should be opening, this is not how Americans work, I would put arrows up in the woods to their homes. Go ahead, tell me I'm wrong. You want to open your heart? You want to open your wallet? You want to open your house with your kids home to this? Go for it. Don't let any of us get in the way. Right, because that's real humanity, isn't it? The real compassion. Shouldn't you know anything about them at all at this point? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and just truly being part of the conversation, wanting to learn more, and then go get them. Seriously. That this is how crazy it is. You got people stealing stuff from stores, not being stopped, and then finally somebody complaining later on, and maybe the police might go and do something. Just amazing. All right. J6. Like I said, you guys keep sending me these stories I need to get to. You see the explosive report from a local news source. Now, they revealed that the Trump-hating J6 committee, they deleted over 100 potentially critical pieces of evidence right before the GOP was set to take over the House. Now, why would they do that? What would they be afraid of? I mean, this is evidence. Why would you get rid of evidence? Now, it's been reported before the House Administration Committee, Administration Committee's oversight, is leading an investigation in the January 6, 2021, led by Chairman Barry Loudermilk. Now, the panel's investigating security failures on that day. What happened? You can easily, once you start reading these emails, you read these memos, you know exactly what happened. You'd have to lie to yourself or fool yourself to the point of just total dementia to believe that this thing wasn't, or not to believe that this thing wasn't set up, if you would. The former J6 Selection Committee Chair, Rep. Bernie Thompson, Democrat, he was required by law to hand over all documents from its investigation to the new GOP-led panel. Well, Thompson promised Loudermilk that he would turn over 4 terabytes of archived data. It turned out to be a lie. Oh, shock, surprise, right? They received less than half of the material. Right, a total of 117 encrypted files were deleted by the corrupt committee on January 1st. I would save that drive. I would beat my brains out. I would get outside organizations, third-party organizations, to look at that and find it. There's always a way to get data. Back off a hard drive or anything like that, there is a way to do it. You're talking to somebody who was in the world for over 20 years, back when the technology wasn't as good as it is now. And don't believe for a second that the FBI, Secret Service, CIA, whatever, don't have a way to get to it. All right, Joe Messina, your host. God bless, guys. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for spending your time with me. Check us out tomorrow, same place, same time, and great information. God bless.